This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 564. Do coincidences really exist? How to talk about it in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 16 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS.
Sometimes weird things happen in life. When a weird coincidence happens to you, find out what you can say in that moment.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
Hey, Lindsay, I am good. How are you?
Doing great. Have you had any interesting coincidences in your life lately?
Recently, whenever my husband and I, we took a walk and we ran into someone we knew at the same exact street corner two nights in a row.
Oh, that's weird. That's a good example of a coincidence.
Yeah, like two nights in a row. Like one was like a friend from, I think both were my husband's friends from college, but like each on a different night, right in a row, but in the very exact same spot.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know what's up with that street corner, but...
I mean, some people would say there are no coincidences in life. Everything happens for a reason, which I think is a little bit of a cliche that's sort of annoying. But I also think, like, you know, with the big things in life, sometimes, you know, maybe things happen for a reason. Maybe you were supposed to run into them for some reason twice in a row.
Right. You never know.
So anyways, talking about coincidences today, and the reason this came up is because one of our listeners, I don't have the name actually, but she was listening to an episode that we did on how to handle questions and challenges at the end of a presentation. Remember that one?
Yeah.
If you guys want to get that, go back into our archives. So I don't remember the episode number. Sorry, guys, but just type presentation into allearsenglish.com into the search bar. You'll get it real quick. It'll come up the first episode. Okay. So she listened to that and it just so happened. I like that expression. It just so happened that she had a presentation like that day or the next day.
Oh, wow.
It was very cool. So let's listen to this this listener's note to us, and then let's go into this concept of a coincidence. Like, what is a coincidence? So, Michelle, could you read the note from the listener?
Should I start from the beginning?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, here we go. I just want to thank you for your great work. You really help us a lot. You are like a cool English book. That's so cool. That's so cute. Yeah. Which teaches how to speak English as a cool person, not as a robot.
Exactly.
Thank you. I'm trying to follow your podcast. When I saw this new podcast email, I was like, wow, what a coincidence, and decided to write an answer right away. Here's a suggestion or a wish you can call it. I don't believe or think that there is a coincidence. Everything we face in this life might have a reason for us. So your new podcast notification about presentations in English and me going to present something in English this morning is not a simple coincidence, I think. It would be great if you made an episode on coincidences. Do you believe in them or not? Maybe you already made one, but I didn't see it. No, this is a perfect topic. Thank you so much for that wonderful message.
And it's so cool to know that this our email came to her on the right day. How cool is that?
That is. I'm so glad. Wow. And what a great idea.
No, totally, guys. And if you want to get on our email list, guys, we do send out email updates every week and we let you know what the coolest, hottest episode topics have been that week. And we send you to the episodes so that you can listen if you didn't have a chance to download them during your busy work week. So you could actually get on that list if you go to allearsenglish.com/100. You'll get the 100 most common phrases in English and then you'll get on the list so that you can hear from us every week, just like this student did. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. So, well, let's answer the question first. I mean, do you believe in coincidences? Do you think that actually, you know, that happened because, yeah, it's kind of a mystical idea, right? This idea that it's not a coincidence. It happened for a reason.
Right, right.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Michelle? Are you a mystical person?
That's a big question. I think it depends what it is. Some of these things, like I think me running into the same, you know, us running into the same to a person on the same street corner two nights in a row, I think that was a coincidence. But sometimes there are things that are really just too freaky.
Oh my God, I have an example. I've got to share this. I didn't think about this when we were planning, but this would argue the point of there are no coincidences. Everything happens to help you in life. This mm-hmm. is weird. Okay, are you ready? So okay. 10 years ago, I took a road trip, my road trip number one around the U.S. I was in college with three of my best friends in college. We were in our Jeep Grand Cherokee and we were in like Iowa or something. And we had tied our car top carrier, you know, back in the days when people use those, they don't even use them anymore. We had a car top carrier, a storage bin on the top of our car. My dad did not do the best job tying it on. So it was flying off. It was like about to be like, we're doing 90 miles an hour down I-80 in Iowa. It was about to fly off. It was going to kill someone or many people, right? So we're driving in the right lane and we see someone come up on our left and he's like, pull over, pull over, pull over. So we pulled over on the side of the highway, which is kind of a crazy thing to do anyways. And he said, you need to tie this on better because it's going to fall off on the highway. Mm-hmm. And this is the weirdest thing. He like searched around the side of the road and there happened to be a rope like in the dirt right there. And he pulled it out.
Oh my gosh.
Right there on the highway. He pulled it out and he said, we can use this.
Oh, it was that's crazy.
It's so weird. We were like, what? Like, how was that?
Oh my gosh.
How was that just there, right there? Actually, when I think about it, like, I have to call my friend and talk about that with them to see if they remember it in the same way. But that's what happened. And so that makes me feel like, you know, something is watching over us. And
yeah.
That was like a blessing because we really would have been in a huge accident. That was very dangerous and we didn't know that was happening with the car top carrier.
That is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a coincidence.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. So guys, talking about coincidences today, I mean, what is the dictionary definition, Michelle, of a coincidence?
Yeah, so the dictionary definition is a striking occurrence of two or more events at one time, apparently by mere chance. I like how it says apparently by mere chance.
Seemingly by mere chance.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, that one, your story, you know, that's really too freaky.
That's weird. A lot of things have happened. It makes you feel like, wow, something else is in control here.
Yeah.
But let's get some real examples of coincidences so that we can just get on the same page with our listeners here. Guys, if you really want to benefit from these podcasts, you need the transcripts to understand every single word that we say on the show. Go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts and grab today's transcript instantly. See you there.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
So I looked on the magazine Cracked and the article is 29 mind-blowing coincidences you won't believe happened. These are just examples. I don't know if these actually happened or if people made them up, but here's one. Doesn't matter. Okay. Michelle, would you read the first one, number 28?
The first one, number 28. Yes, I'm pulling. Ooh, here we go. Number 28. In Detroit, sometime in the 1930s, a young, if incredibly careless, mother must have been eternally grateful to a man named Joseph Figlock. As Figlock was walking down the street, the mother's baby fell from a high window onto Figlock. The baby's fall was broken, and both man and baby were unharmed. A stroke of luck on its own. But a year later, the very same baby fell from the very same window onto poor, unsuspecting Joseph Figlock. Whoa. As he was again passing beneath. And again, they both survived the event.
Okay. That's crazy. That sounds like a little bit like yours, like your example.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, you run into people at the same place at the same time.
Except mine wasn't. That's very dangerous. I'm glad the baby was okay.
I know. Again, I don't know if that's true or if that's a made up coincidence.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. And here's another one, a short one. In 1895, there were only two cars in the entire state of Ohio, and they crashed into each other.
Oh,
so that's kind of funny.
Gosh.
So those are just fun little examples of real or fake coincidences. Who cares? Just to get on the same page with our listeners today to know what a coincidence is.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to, I mean, so another example that I always hear, you know, you take a vacation to Italy and you run into your next door neighbor in a museum. I actually heard this happen to somebody recently. But in some ways, that's not a coincidence because someone was saying like the Boston vacation market is very much not, it wasn't actually Italy, it was like Aruba. But Aruba is a big destination for people in Boston. So in that case, it's not that big of a coincidence to run into your neighbor in Aruba if you're both from Boston.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Still crazy.
Yeah, still crazy. So what do we say in English? Because this is a cool moment to articulate what's going on. But if we don't have the language for it, I mean, what do we say in that moment of coincidence?
Okay, well, you could say, oh, wow, what a coincidence. That's so funny.
Yeah, that's so funny. Good tone of voice, right?
Thank you.
Yeah. Or you could say, I can't believe it. That's such a coincidence. This is such a coincidence. Such a coincidence.
Right. Yeah. Or you could say, kind of a coincidence, isn't it?
And that one's not quite as strong, but just lighter, a little bit lighter.
Mm-hmm. Right. But those are all good ways to talk about a coincidence.
I think so. Yeah. So in this situation, Michelle, I'm subletting my apartment in New York for the summer and I'm going to be interviewing people that I found on Craigslist and you are looking for a sublet. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Hi, I'm Michelle. We had a time set up to look at your place today.
Oh yeah, of course. Come on in. My place is on the second floor. Hey, Hey, you look so familiar.
Yeah, you do too. I don't know. I see so many faces every day here in New York, so...
Right, so what are the dates you'd need this place for?
Well, I have an internship in the city, July 1st through July 31st, so the full month of July.
Whoa, I just realized it. Did you grow up in New Hampshire?
Yeah. No way! You're Lindsay from Fuller School?
Yeah, I think we're in the same first grade class with Mrs. Clark.
No way. What a coincidence. That is so funny.
Seriously, I didn't think there was anyone from Keene in the city. Weird. Well, let me show you around the place.
Okay, cool.
That's so funny. Has that ever happened to you?
I don't know. I'm sure things like that have happened. I can't nod off the top of my head.
Yeah, I think things have happened to me like that before, but it's weird. Like you run into someone in a big city like New York that you went to second grade with or something.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so how did we articulate our surprise, the coincidence here? What did we say? We just really said one thing, right?
I said, no way, what a coincidence. That is so funny.
Yeah, you said that is so funny. I like that tone of voice.
Thank you.
Cool. So again, this is another moment of connection, guys. And, you know, you want to be able to say something. What are you going to do? Just stand there blankly looking at the person? I mean, you've got to say something, articulate that it's a coincidence. But this might not be something that's taught in your textbook, right? Because it's kind of a very niche topic.
Right. And I do think that it's another good way to connect with people. I mean, because you want to be able to identify like, hey, this is kind of weird, you know?
Exactly. And then from there, you know, you can go and maybe you want to get a drink with the person. Probably not, because usually when I see people from like my childhood, like that time is gone and over and I have a new life, right? I don't necessarily need to like rekindle friendships from when I was seven.
Yeah, but you never know. You hear about people who, you know, went to high school together and maybe they met up a long time later just randomly and then they get married or something. So you never
know. You do hear about that sometimes, don't you? Yeah, it's so true. So weird. Or maybe like someone rejected the other in high school and then they met up like 20
maybe,
years later.
Yeah.
So funny. So the possibilities are endless when it comes to coincidences. But now, guys, you know how to articulate what to say when a coincidence is actually happening. So the next time this happens to you, when you're talking to a native speaker, then you know what to say. Cool.
Excellent.
Okay. So anyways, Michelle, so guys, listen, go on over and grab your transcripts from today. Go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts and also come to allearsenglish.com, type 564 into the search bar and tell us about your coincidence. Like, have you had any coincidences? What's happened to you? We want to know, guys.
Okay, perfect. All right. Cool topic.
Very
Thank
cool,
you
Michelle.
So much.
I'll see you back here soon.
All right. Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.